Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming from the Gaza border in Israel. A major conflict at the Israeli-Gaza border could break into a full-blown war. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, are they doing this only in light of the upcoming elections, or are they trying to really start the beginning of the end and wipe Israel off the face of the earth right now?
Well, Jimmy, nobody can say for sure apart from Hamas leaders and Iranian leaders and others, but the evidence certainly suggests that they have determined to ratchet up the violence, ratchet up the tension. Of course, it's been a year now since the million-man march, as they're calling it, began on Land Day last year. Now, Land Day, Jimmy, the last day of March every year, they commemorate, the Palestinians do, the 1976 incident in the north of Israel. So every year there's trouble, there's rioting, there's protests. But this year, the Palestinians called for an especially large and angry demonstration demanding basically Israel cease to exist during the 48-49 conflict, and again in the 67 Six-Day War, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians left their homes with the promises from their leaders that were leading the war, and they promised these Arabs that they would soon be returning to those homes. Well, it didn't turn out that way. Israel won both the 48-49 war and the 67 war, and we've had trouble ever since. But so every year there's this going on, but this year in particular, with nearly 200 Palestinians having been killed over the last year in the Gaza Strip due to the violence there, rocket attacks of recent weeks coming out of the Gaza Strip and audaciously attacking the Tel Aviv area where the majority of Israel's 8 million citizens live in that coastal area. This is a red line that Israel has said cannot be crossed.
David Dolan with the details on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that is ongoing at the Gaza border, which could become a major war. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David Dolan's report helps us to understand how current events are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The two players in this conflict date back some 4,000 years ago to the birth of twin boys, Jacob and Esau. As you trace the heritage of these two boys, we come to this conflict of today with Jacob and his family, the Jewish people of today, and Esau and his heritage, the Palestinian people of today. This biblical truth confirms the politics and the prophecy of our day today. Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel 35, and the little book of Obadiah all confirm a pre-written history, a prophetic scenario for today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...